Welcome back to Mayhem Misdemeanors and Debauchery.
Oh god, episode, what is, fourth or fifth?
Oh fuck, I can't.
No, who right fucking
now
knows?
Dude, it's like episode six, I think, right now.
Anyway, my name is Scott, like here with...
Fucking 20. It could be. My math's off.
We're here, my name's Scott, this is Justin. And your boy, Big John.
What up?
His burps.
Alright, so we got a... Actually, I want to start with a something that I saw Saturday. I didn't tell anybody. You all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So something I saw Saturday. So I was at Walmart and I saw this lady in one of those automatic wheelchairs, and she wasn't even that old. What?
Was she like 30?
Who are you shaking your head for? Like, don't judge me. Anyway, she was in a wheelchair, she had like a baby with her. And I was, like, looking at it, and I was like...
Wait, the baby's in the electric wheelchair?
No, she's holding a little baby.
Oh, like a baby doll? And then steer.
No, her electric chair. Not the Walmart shit.
Oh, you know what I mean? It was like actually...
Like she buggy? Couldn't... Oh, yeah, she
oh,
was disabled.
Like the...
Yeah.
Maybe she was paralyzed.
This thing.
Or something.
Yeah.
And I was looking, not she's holding a baby.
No. But she had a baby with her, and I looked, and I was like, how's she going to teach the baby how to walk?
Oh, my God.
Damn,
hey, this is thought that ran through my head.
What? what you do is you put one foot in front of your foot.
Dude, Scott's like New Age Hitler.
He's asking the questions everyone else wants to have.
Yeah.
Woo! The hard-hitting fucking questions.
Who's going to teach her how to walk?
You heard her
she
here,
probably
folks.
Need a burst into flames from God or something. Just make him a ninja.
Burr!
Oh, man.
No, they probably laughed.
We got topics.
John has
Does he know about the topics?
No. I told him.
I saw that one post. I haven't been on Facebook since like... an hour ago.
We're talking Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
Not the comic book character, the fucking End of Days, you know, Ragnarok, whatever the fucking...
Oh, apocalyptic scenarios.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Fuck? That's not it. Wrong list.
What would you do if Cardi B was the last one alive and it was just you and her? What would you do, John Corey?
Better yet, I'd probably line myself up in front of her, shoot myself in the head and kill her because I don't want to be left alone and that thing needs to die.
Yeah.
So...
there'd be nothing but
two birds
babies.
One stone.
Maybe.
Maybe some of these motherfuckers that are watching now will help us on this, because I only got about 8 things, but I can make these motherfuckers.
Someone's watching!
It's me. And somebody else.
Oh.
And somebody else.
Ben.
Ben.
Yeah,
Ben.
Ben.
So, alright. We'll start out with this one. How do you think the world is going to end? How do you think? I put a post in the group today, and I tried to get some fucking votes onto it, and I didn't get
how
anything.
How do you think?
I got like maybe one or two. How do you think? I'm asking you. I came up with questions, motherfucker.
No, I'm thinking.
Oh, like scenario-wise?
Okay.
Because you got your biblical, you got your man-made.
It's going to be all biblical proportions. I think it's going to be war. That's what I believe.
Man-made.
War. Man-made, yeah. They're going to kill
themselves. Yeah.
Someone's going to drop a nuke again. Someone is. And it's just going to...
All right, you see that happening before, like, a huge time weather event happens? World War III? Or what do you think will happen first?
World War III or natural disaster?
Yeah. No, like, mega disaster. Like, day after tomorrow type shit. But everyone dies.
I don't know, I think we're going to kill ourselves before that happens. I think so, I don't know. But I do think, like, some catastrophic events are going to unfold like that.
Eventually?
Yeah.
How about you? How do you think it's going to end?
I'd honestly have a feeling it'd be fucking, for sure, war. Like, 100%.
Same as him?
100%.
It's authentic. I'm not... God damn it, I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying.
What?
You vanilla-ass motherfucker.
No. I have other ways that I think it could, but the way 100% it's going to go is from all of us. Maybe not us, but it's going to be from fucking
presidents.
All right.
Well, I'll cut it down to this one. Will it be nuclear war, biohazards type?
Oh, nuclear. Missiles are going to fly at some point.
I mean...
As soon as one launches, everybody's launching. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
It's all going to be...
But...
They're going to pick their sides.
I guarantee you got to... ain't no pesticides for the shit they got, man.
No. Pick their sides.
I've seen this fucking meme that I was going to post. It said, when abortions become illegal and everyone starts anti-vaccine their kids.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's like, fuck, that's fucking funny.
The bitch.
So what, no religious or anything like that? That's...
Well, what do you mean? What do you...
Well, I mean, rapture? Like... Yeah, that's... I mean, that'd be your fucking... That'd be the end of the day.
Dude, yeah.
Well, that'd be, like I said, that then, I guess. Like, but yeah, I mean, religious, no one knows when it's going
to
happen.
Yeah. Well, here's one thing to pick off this. Okay, so... Let's say you knew that the rapture was coming... But you obviously, or let's say, as well as that, the date that it comes, you also find out that you're not, like, you know you're not going to get raptured.
That's going to suck.
Like, would you, but here's the thing, though, but, I mean, you know if you're, like, either one still alive afterwards or whatever the time it is, like, they still pull everybody back.
What, like, the
right, date, you're thinking, like, fucking, this is the end?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. No, an actual,
that
I'm
would
saying,
not happen, first off.
What?
I'm if a good guy happened, now.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen. Like, they would pick everyone good. It doesn't matter.
I think Jesus let that happen. Jesus come out of fucking nowhere and spear that motherfucker.
Everyone
like,
that's good. But let's just say for some reason there's something you're doing that God's not going to like. All of a sudden he's like, you're staying back. I mean...
So what, like you're being... You're
fucked.
Yeah, but here's the thing. At that point, if you're still on earth when you die, according to, you know, Christianity and all that stuff, you're still going to get... fucking brought up, but at a later date after what, Jesus' second coming or whatever the fuck it is.
Fuck, I don't know.
When it happens, that's when the other people that died, like from all the demons and angels, all that shit fighting on earth, you know, when it comes around to it.
Yeah.
That's what, when if they die there, they're like, okay, we're gonna send you up at a way time, way later date. It's like
so
500
like,
years or some shit.
So like limbo.
That's,
you're off in limbo.
Kinda.
Earth's not
ready
for you.
Like you're existing, but you're not existing. Apparently.
I don't know.
Like,
who knows? I don't fucking.
You're not in, like, a physical form, so you're going to be, like, out there doing whatever, you know. Or you're going to be confined in, like you said, one space, you know, where you're not fucking... You're not able to interact with other people or any of that shit, like, spiritual wise.
Oh, yeah. Limbo. What the fuck you want now? Moving
that over.
Just putting it...
All right. Fuck, we're almost 30 now.
Huh?
I said, we're almost about 30. I mean, you're probably 30 now, but...
29,
you
know, about 30
in December.
Think about how many fucking doomsday shits we've lived through.
Oh, yeah, the 2012. I mean, yeah, there's been so many phony, people like, it's gonna happen!
Y2K.
Y2K, yeah.
The swine flu epidemic that said that could wipe out everybody. I still put that as one.
Big one? I mean, it was.
Flu. Yeah, bird flu. Bird flu, that was it, not swine flu.
Yeah.
Maybe it was one of the two.
Because it can transfer.
What was the other one?
And the 2012, was that the Mayan calendar 2012?
Yeah.
Was coming to an end. Then five or six fucking psychics said they were going to, it was coming to an end.
Well, so, I mean, you got to think though, dude. Think about all the ones we got up there, and we have it listed. Like, in the orders, you think, it might happen in this, kind of like what we're doing tonight.
Okay, so how about this? All right, let's add on to that first one. You said a war would break out before then.
Yeah.
What if a meteor hits Earth? What do you think will happen first? World War III or a meteor smacking the fucking world?
I'm going to say war.
Still?
Yeah. Because I don't know.
Not just any war. I mean...
No, we're talking end of day.
The last,
like,
war.
Yeah.
The war to end all wars.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I'm just thinking about it.
I mean,
I'm just
still?
Thinking about it. Yeah.
You got to think. The last time, okay, so, I mean, space is, like, fucking infinite.
Right.
The chances of that happening are probably a long time from now. I think they said the only really, really big fucking, like, meteor belt or whatever is, like, so far away. Like, it's, like, way the fuck out there. They're, like, by the time any of that would break off, possibly.
Aliens or World War III.
You're really trying to, like, get this.
I mean,
World
that
kind
of depends on if you believe in aliens.
Though. Aliens attack before World War III happens. Or that one shitty,
you know,
moment
gonna
when
be?
They both attack.
You know,
like World War
III
happens and aliens
here's a war.
Attack.
Yeah. Here's a war. We're going to be having this big old fucking, like, civil war, like the whole war, you know, world's at war.
Creatures
basically.
That live under us.
And the next thing you know,
up,
no.
Saying.
Well, they're technically not considered aliens because they're on the planet.
Nerd.
So. But You would still have, say aliens would come attack them. That's how I would probably see it going in my, like, in my mind. Hey, is war going to come first or this? Probably war between us, and then maybe at some point.
I don't know, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it happens to fight in the middle of fucking the war, and then they, yeah. Eh.
I think we already have contact with Justin aliens anyways. Looks
terrible. Cut your hair, you fuck. Could you imagine who said that?
Who's that?
Go ahead, guess.
Marcus?
No.
He's the one that rags on me.
He's been calling you terrible since last week.
I don't know.
Everybody does.
Adam says hi.
Oh, was it Adam who was saying it?
No.
I mean, fuck. I can't see.
Now, what else we got? We got...
Hey, Adam's just mad Bailey because he has a baby Adam. Voice and you can't...
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna get hurt on the podcast. So, speak up louder, Adam!
What the fuck am I doing?
Next thing
I grab my phone, like, yep, we're fucking.
No, we're gonna hear Adam knocking. He's gonna be mad.
Not
he's gonna be at the podcast. Now I'm back on with my big boy voice.
Oh!
Start screaming right. Every time he talks to us.
Just scream at us in our face.
I forgot. I don't know where I was going with the past Tuesday predictions, but I don't. Oh yeah, that was it. Out of those ones, so like you got your 2012
Y2K.
Y2K. I caught myself in the middle of a fucking burp coming up. Y2K, swine flu, and 2012. Out of all those, what do you think should have killed us?
Y2K.
Yeah.
100%.
Why?
It's the only one that actually had...
To an extent,
but it
yeah.
was so stupid. Like, well, that's the reasoning of it. Like, right. You know why maybe they fucking thought it like, was going to happen, right?
What? Fuck the minds.
Because all the fucking computers was going to set back to zero. All right, at midnight 2000.
Yeah.
Right.
The clocks weren't set that far ahead of time, so by that time you had NORAD, radar computers, and everything else.
Yeah.
Your planes and all that shit.
Well, right, everything that's operated on a network.
And if everything fucking blocks down to, 11:49 at December 31st, when it clicks that last minute, it'll be 0 month, 0 year, 0 day on zero time.
What I think when it came to
YGK... Complete shutdown. And they thought everything was...
I think with YGK, what it was supposed to be at some point was supposed to be some kind of massive EMP signal.
I remember I seen a fucking... Like, I was young, and dude, I seen on TV people buying out fucking, like, toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking stores were going nuts. And then the pan fight, and people were fucking partying their asses off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it! We're gone! I'm gonna go out like...
What did you say earlier? Just before this? So I was gonna look at you like you were fucking retarded for a second.
What, the EMP?
Yeah,
This is like...
No, behind that, what was that? Because you said it was,
Oh, he's talking about, like, Gears of War creatures underneath
Never mind. I fucking...
I was about to say, I was like...
Someone said something retarded, and I was like, I looked right at you, because I knew it was going to... Oh, shit.
Who's talking shit?
Who do you think?
Adam?
We lie, baby.
Awful hair, trash ass, facial hair, baby voice, question mark, baby, bitch, my voice is deeper than yours. You sound like one of them 12-year-olds in Modern Warfare 2.
We were saying,
but I told her shut the fuck up.
Actually, you know what? I was further away from this last time than what Adam was. Adam was closer. So I don't want to hear none of that. Oh. Ass.
Dude, yeah, you're going to have to shave that shit, but you look like a fucking homo.
It's eventually going to grow in. I had some at the house.
I got caught in my motherfucker. But, yeah, dude, we're going to... Like I said, you look like someone dropped a fucking lollipop on the carpet. And out came your fucking face.
And you got stuck to your face.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Hey, dude, you cannot tell me.
With your skin complexion, I can say you probably dropped it in the fucking kitty litter box. You shit-faced looking.
Even when you were saying something about it, he doubted these. That fucking facial hair fucking...
Beard pills.
Yeah, he doubted. As soon as he goes, wait. He's like, what is this? And he's looking at the bottle. He's like, are you kidding me? About a month goes by or so. All of a sudden, John's like, you know, that shit might be working.
I didn't say that shit.
He did. We're sitting right over here. He's saying, we're all playing Xbox. You mean smart, maybe. Maybe Scott wasn't there. Yeah. But he looks over. No, it was a podcast.
I don't remember that shit.
You were sitting here. I was there. Scott was over here. And then I said it was when we first started this in the corner. Like that, set up on the phone.
Justin.
Why?
Who's talking shit?
Justin also screams when he talks. When you're 5 feet away, he's louder than the mad black woman.
Yeah, it works though. People hear me.
You are fucked.
Dude, I don't think your fucking hair is supposed to grow in like that. It's fucked looking. You know what it looks? It looks like Joe Dirt. This is it. You have this coming all the way around. You got a neck
right
fucking
here.
Thing.
Yeah.
And nothing wants to grow in here.
It's getting there.
A little bit here in the all center and nothing on the fucking side.
It's starting to connect. No, it's not, man. It is.
It literally looks like pubes.
Dude, none of this shit that
I've never seen a person grow a beard and their shit look like that for like 4 or 5 months.
Look up in fucking Tucker Sean.
Who?
Sean.
Your brother?
Yeah.
His beard's bad too.
No, it's worse.
That's what you're saying.
It's worse. That's the thing.
Hey, this looks pretty badass, man.
Even if you look back at a
grow big beards together.
Who was it? Somebody else we knew grew a decent beard over the few years, but before it was the same way. It didn't grow in the way they were thinking it was, and then next thing you know, like that. Boof, fucking beard.
You know what it was? It wasn't even the same person.
Beard.
Huh?
It wasn't even the same person.
What do you mean it wasn't the same person?
It was the same person?
Shit.
Big beard. Matter of days. Boom, big beard. No, that guy got killed and got put in a crisis actor, right? That's what happened.
Yep.
All around.
This fucking...
Fuck.
Oh, man.
All right. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. Oh, you think that... All right. World War III or zombie apocalypse?
What I think would happen?
First.
World War III.
Yeah. All right. It's almost always going to be war at the most realistic level because it can physically happen. Talk shit on the wrong person, then they're banned.
So, you know, we're going to hit the fucking zombie apocalypse on this shit hard. Because this is what I've always wanted to fucking talk about. And, of course, I have talked about.
We've talked about something to do with zombies or the zombie apocalypse, I think, every episode so far. At some point during the cast.
Something like that. Alright. Fuck no, dude, man.
Tobacco.
Get that bullshit out of my face.
I mean, it's...
Oh, what the fuck flavor is this shit?
Green Swiss.
Swisher Swiss for black folks.
It's good times. It's for the poor black folks.
Yeah.
Dude, it really is.
Dude, 3 for 99 cents? Yeah, fuck your 2 for $1 bullshit they got with this fucking Swisher.
What is...
Broke ass motherfucker.
What would be your guys' best, your first spot, your best spot of defense during the zombie apocalypse?
I'd go to my grandpa's house and hold up there. He has a lot of guns. And it's like up on top of a hill, and
yeah, because the only walkway up that you can walk up.
They got like a wood fire stove and everything. You know, it's just
All right, zombie apocalypse. We're also talking about not just zombies here. And if you think you can fend off actual thinking people,
yeah. Here's the thing: his grandpa's house is the majority of it is literally like steep. There's, like, no hill at all. You can't even get up the back.
Right.
Almost like living to a cliffside, kind of.
Yeah.
But the other side of it, the driveway, you can actually walk up. I mean, it's just a long, curvy fucking driveway that goes down this hill. It would be a pretty good defense point, I think. It's a lot of woods.
That's a lot of woods.
Can't even count numbers at that point. You just see, like, a fucking infinite amount of trees.
Nothing
like
a tree.
Right, yeah.
Hardly any light. All right, Numbnuts, what about you? Defense spot.
Don't say my grandpa's house, faggot.
No,
that's
my
spot.
Geez, no. Hold up. I'd say
grandpa's cabin.
Like a fucking back to cliff, like a fucking coastline. Like, you know, high cliffs or something where they're only coming up literally to the front of you. Well, no, because I think that has multiple ways up to the point you're getting to on top, but. Like, put your back to, like...
Where would that be, what you're talking about?
He's talking, like, seaside. It's somewhere...
I'm just saying, like, where would you go?
Like,
probably backside of, like, Washington or something.
Why Washington?
It's just the further up, it gets colder up there. Well, that's
shit.
The thing. That affects the human body as well. Like I said, cold effects on all that stuff.
Your number one fan's back.
Who, Adam?
Yeah. Justin doesn't want a zombie apocalypse because his useless ass would die to the ones from The Walking Dead.
Hey, we the all slow know. And dumb ones. We all know that one. I mean, I have decent cardio. Fuck, I can keep up with fucking
dude,
running past.
No.
Guys. Yeah, running past no. just a bunch of walkers. Are you kidding me?
Your ass was out of breath when I was helping you move yesterday.
Yeah, that's still that gigantic fuck? Chair and couch. That's different. What am I carrying a whole other human being? Fuck no, they're getting thrown to the side. I'm moving by myself.
Holly is, her ankle sprained. Justin, help me!
Sorry.
No, you wouldn't.
See you later.
You're lying. I'm coming, baby, I'm coming.
Thanks,
boom, straight to the next fucking
zombie. Okay, if there's a possibility that me getting to the person and they can get out alive, sure. But if there's like 50 zombies 2 feet behind them, I'm not turning around full sprinting back and then going to try to help them. They're done for. They're getting bit, at least. They're getting bit.
Adam says, decent cardio. The man walks up 5 steps and needs a breath.
Hey, don't make us do a, we're going to do an online fucking, what we're doing now. We're going to stream this shit. We're going to get Adam, and he's going to race, and we're going to see him, you know, fucking make it 2 feet and fall over. Asshole.
He can sprint fast.
Yeah, but that's not the point. It's not sprinting. No, we're talking cardio. Sprinting doesn't have any
duration more than speed. Yeah. You know.
Like you said, number one rule of fucking Zombieland or whatever. Cardio.
Yeah, fat people go cardio. First.
Yep. Fat ones go first. Unless they have like...
They're holed up somewhere.
Unless they're in the middle of nowhere with like a vehicle and they just drive around them. But other than that...
I'm going to pull some fucking... Never mind. Because that gets in the fucking next one. Or the other one I got on here. So what's your fucking place, man? We fucking...
Dude, like, somewhere up on the coast, man. Probably, like, right at, like, Canada, United States border, maybe even a little further up in Canada.
You gonna run your big fat ass all the way up to Washington?
I'm gonna be making my way there.
Shit.
He'll die. You'll eat your grandpa.
No.
Sorry, Gramps.
No, like I said the other day, when me and him were talking about what, Well, actually, that goes into the next one, so I'll wait for that. It does. There we go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, Liz is on here now. Say hi, everybody. Like I said, when we used to talk about this fucking subject, we always sit there and say we're going to sacrifice Liz. Fuck off out of here. Justin should go first, weighing like 340 pounds now.
Dude, I'm like 280 right now.
We need to have a boxing contest for fucking... Fuck you, Scott.
Maybe at the most, I might be like 290 or 295 at most. I haven't checked my weight in a while, but...
He says you're 340 pounds.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, dude, you're gonna fucking check it? I don't think it works.
Hockey fighting this bitch. Oh! Actually, you know what? Fucking scale right here.
This is what you people did. You did this.
280 pounds. Right on the dot.
280, what's it say, Scott?
280.
Yeah, on the dot.
280 on the dot, man. Damn, Adam, you fucked up again.
Adam gaining weight.
181.
That doesn't go up to my fucking weight.
So I'm within 100 pounds.
It gets past like
a
3. 350, and it's like, nope, we're done.
Like 181.
You give up.
Got the gut.
Oh, God, there's a chat going on.
Jesus,
between Adam and Liz.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to say houseboat on the Mississippi. Calm part of the Mississippi.
Okay, I was going to say, hopefully you redirect that. I mean, it does. The Mississippi runs through pretty much the entire United States. From
Mississippi
runs
through the South.
Bomb!
Into the Midwest. 280. Looks 380.
Hey,
bitch.
Don't be mad. Don't be mad. Don't be one of them.
Guns. Get these guns, bitch.
All day!
So, yeah, I'd say houseboat. And, yeah, you go up and down the Mississippi.
Idea.
Maybe.
How big of a houseboat?
I'd probably keep. Oh, decent size.
I'd commandeer a
not boat. Like a yacht, but
is there certain areas you're gonna be able to go across though in the Mississippi? I mean,
yeah,
it's slimmed down.
It's like a pontoon houseboat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll commandeer one of those small.
Yeah.
I'll commandeer one of those small Coast Guard ships, little bitty ones.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Get on a world class destroyer.
Well, that'd be big.
Floating right
you need a lot of
floating through the Mississippi. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you need at least 100 people to operate that?
It says fat ass. Y'all just need to fight, man. All right, Justin, you're fighting two fights that day.
Yeah, Justin.
You got to fight fucking Scott first. Get the fucking tidbits out the way. Then you got to go after let's see.
What was Adam.
Let's see, what's a good nickname for Adam?
Wait, have him fight everybody else and then fight me. I want to fight him when he's winded.
Let's see. We're trying to come up with a good fight name for Adam. Adam Blank Siggity.
Cheeseburger?
Oh, God. Like Cheeseburger Eddie?
I used to call him Cheeseburger Adam. No, I'd
Cheeseburger
say...
Adam.
After a while, he didn't like it, so I stopped.
Oh, God.
You called him that?
Adam?
This Cheeseburger Adam. This was a long time ago.
Why does it sound familiar? Cheeseburger Eddie.
Yeah, that's from fucking Longest Yard.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger Eddie? Terry Crews?
Terry Crews.
Oh, that's right, that's right. I know, I've heard that motherfucker. I just don't know from where. I'm not fighting. I don't want to send Justin to the hospital.
Shit.
Oh, man. I don't want to beat him up too bad.
I don't want to kill the guy.
Listen, you're pushing your luck, buddy. Take that grappling. If Adam wants to.
Look at the fucking mirror, the fucking phone, and say it then, fuck.
Say it to
him.
Well,
I'm still talking
to you. I challenge you.
You.
Alright. Here's a great one.
Hold on. Here's one thing. Ask Scott how fun it was to get tapped out. And then you can't say ground game isn't... Dude, it's quick. It's... Yeah, it could be over in a second.
Of course your big ass can jump on me.
Talking about Adam.
You tackled me.
I'm not grappling you.
Because. What are you saying?
I'm not grappling your nasty ass.
My nasty ass.
You fucking grease motherfucker. You'd be greasing
my Phil Collins.
It'd be like Randy.
No, it'd be Randy. Yeah.
I got sweat all over me.
It's from all the popsicles. All right. Real quick to see you. Alright. So, you and Holly.
Sitting in a tree.
Now, are trying to survive the apocalypse.
Justin licks her zombie butthole apocalypse. Every day.
Could have rhymed that with licks her butthole clean or some shit like that. She breaks down, gets sick, and dies. You don't have the balls to fucking kill her, so you got her in.
Oh.
Hold on.
I thought you that
got
was
her
a joke.
In. The closet sanctioned off, chained off, and all that, right?
Uh-huh.
How long is it going to take you before you go in there and see if you get another crack at that ass?
Not, like, ever.
Necrophilia.
I mean, come on now.
Necrophilia, is what it's called?
No, yeah, man. Basically, I mean.
We didn't have talked about this one. You didn't see that one going the way it fucking went, did it?
It's still warm.
No, here's the thing. I do when you said I'm a jerk at you. I remember reading the list, and I remember that being, like, somewhere in the middle-ish.
Hey,
you know,
when
like,
someone says some shit, be like, dude, brain activity still goes on for a little bit longer, so they're technically not. Say that.
Jeez. That's fun.
What was the fucking, in the second, what would it be called? Yeah. If you did fuck a zombie, you know,
oh, yeah, we
dead
had
people's
couple...
necrophilia. Okay.
I'm sure there's a name for it somewhere.
If you had to make one. No, there's not one that you get fucking. There's no
it
such
doesn't
thing
exist.
Someone,
yeah.
Sure come on,
made
man.
It up though. You know what I mean?
Someone already has maybe. A fucking word we did not.
Zombophilia.
Zombophilia. There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Now that's the thing. We did not look. We should have looked that up.
We should have.
We did not. But, we were just thinking of names for it. Like, what would people call it?
What about you?
What?
Did you get your bestest dream girl you ever fucking wanted? Get her in your head. She fucking dies. How long before you go and crack at that ass?
I would not do it.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Alright, we'll throw the fucking Walking Dead rule in. They don't transform for at least 20 minutes.
Oh god, dude, that's kept, well...
The thing is, though, I'm pretty sure it's not the only...
Oh, no, wait, while they're...
you're saying another hole?
No, 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 no,
no,
no. It says...
You could...
The transfer is my bodily fluid. Yeah, it's a trick. That's how you get infected. It's not just the bite.
I get zombification of my wiener, dude. That's going to suck.
Sexual fluids, it would probably...
But if the body's dead, that doesn't make any sense.
What, if their body's dead?
Are you talking if they're dead or if they're a zombie?
No, they're in between. They're dead, and they're, by 20 minutes, here in 20 minutes, they'll be a zombie.
Oh. Right, but they're already infected.
Like the incubation, more the last incubation period of it, boom.
It took that one guy like 3 days to turn.
Oh, dude, I'm cracking it open in the next five. Alright, I'm just saying.
And that's when they first make the discovery that that also turns you into a fucking zombie. Yeah. Here comes John, he gets infected with a virus, catches a fever.
Dick falls
off, and then.
It has a mind of its own, it starts biting the inside of your leg. You're like.
It could be like that. What was that movie, Teeth?
Pussy
zombie vampire thing.
Evil Dead.
Oh, yeah.
His hand gets cut off again.
What was that one? Was it Army of Darkness where he gets split in half?
Yeah.
And that makes a clone of himself or whatever? Or growth?
If Justin was getting chased by zombies, I'd pull a Shane and shoot him in the leg so I could survive.
Who?
Oh, wow.
Walking Dead.
Kenzie left it up. The actual word for it is necro-anamatophiliac.
I knew there was a fucking word.
Someone's
out there wanting to fuck a zombie. I know there's zombie porn out there.
That's Latin, yeah. animation or something that's supposed to be like a... It's Latin for the animatosis or whatever the fuck it was.
I don't fucking know. It's for animated.
Yeah.
So
which would be like the... What the fuck's that ridiculous name?
Well, they... Fuck you, Liz. How about that? She says that. Say that fucking word something. Say that word again. Necro-anatophilic. Go fuck yourself. Fish face bitch.
Fish face looking whore. Yeah. Backing out of the event. How dare you?
If it exists, there's a porn about it. Adam, I got a feeling you fucking know what it is, then.
Dude, Adam knows who it is. He knows the actress's name.
He knows who the cameramen are. Who directed it?
Yeah. The fucking boom mic guy? Adam's like fucking email buddies with that dude. He fucking...
The boom mic operator, Chet Haley?
Dude, he needs to be like... Yeah.
Justin Scott, what's up? Robbie's calling y'all. Not calling y'all. Robbie Williams.
What's up, Robbie?
Calling me.
No, like, he's... He says,
shout out
up?
Is what he's doing.
What up, buddy? Fucking white people, man. Who would you? I mean, if it was a zombie and it wasn't Holly, who would it have to be for you to get a crack at it?
Consider that
20-minute incubation period from dead to zombie.
I don't want to risk it. But
yeah, that's the thing. Okay, all right, then are we running off of it where you're not going to be infected?
There's no risk.
No risk. There's no risk, and they're technically still human. They're not infected technically at this point.
Well, I mean, like I said, if we're going Walking Dead rules, you're already infected when you're...
Right. But if you catch the straight virus sample of it, it kills you.
Okay, yeah.
And then you come back. You know, anyways. Yeah. But, I mean, it's not that.
We're talking
then.
No
it's
risk.
Just no risk at
if
all.
If you put it in there, you don't get zombie AIDS. Nothing.
I mean, if there's no fucking downfall, then yeah, I guess. I mean...
You're a fucking dead chick.
Like, if it comes down to... She's not dead.
Say it like this, John.
No, like you said, she hasn't turned. It's the incubation period.
But she's dead.
Not yet.
She's dead. Like, human form.
She's
dead.
Fucking dead.
Human
no,
brain.
She's
dead.
Done. Oh, so she's already... So she's died at that point. She's waiting
and
to come back.
Yeah.
Oh, then no. Yeah. I thought you were saying she just got bit. She's still alive, waiting to turn. It's like an instance where you turn. You die and come back.
No, I'm talking...
No, she's already on the ground dead. No, man. Jesus Christ.
No.
No, yeah.
Why not?
Jesus.
She's still warm, man. You're like, all right, and that's the only piece of ass you're going to get for at least 20 fucking years.
I mean, what? Go without it. Fuck it. That's... What? Are you?
John's like, the fuck ass.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I got a fucking hand at
depends
least,
on
man.
Who it
I
is,
mean,
maybe.
Jesus.
What if you lose both your forearms, dude? You just gotta, like, really...
I'll get real limber with my legs. I don't know. I mean, we'll make it fucking work somehow, damn it.
You just hump the ground, dude, like I used to do.
Justin's mom. Oh, I don't know what he said. That's what he's saying. If that's Adam saying he'd never crack at it.
Well, I mean,
Liz says Megan Fox.
Hey, Adam, I'm gonna invite my mom to the group and let her listen to that now.
That's
the fucking Adam adding autocorrect.
What is she gonna do?
What?
It's a girl.
I don't know. She's fucking Liz, dude. I'm sure she don't think this shit through.
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna try to scissor or something?
Any average dick.
She has
at the
toe thumbs.
Toe
thumbs. Oh, Megan Fox has toe thumbs. Adam says Remy LaCroix?
Oh, I know.
Remy. Remy. LAC.
Drinking some
ROIX.
Yeah. The porn star.
God damn it. Of course it is. Adam, you're a nasty human being. People shouldn't be masturbating as much as you do, alright?
It's an issue.
Huh?
What was that? The fucking M1 Garand video shows him, he ejects the clip at the end, and then shows the guy, he's like, I beat my dick so goddamn hard. I couldn't feel my right leg. Like, that's...
Was that Chinese people do that shit?
Wait, what?
That's kind of fucking racist, but alright.
I finished watching Baki, dude. That's what they
Baki,
do.
Baki, fuck that. There's only one fucking fighting movie you need to watch, and it's goddamn Bloodsport, alright?
Yeah.
Jean-Claude, goddamn Van Damme, alright?
Jean-Claude!
The only training I'm doing before the fight is watching a bunch of fight movies. I'm gonna get pumped.
You're gonna
Scott might kill you.
He's gonna watch.
He's gonna sit there and watch Dumb and Dumber and think he's gonna rip your fucking heart out and give it to you in a bag. Yeah. Mark and Love. Oh, now they're naming porn stars. God damn it. Fuck you! He gave me the pronunciation of the name.
Well, let's say, what is it sound
like? LaCroix.
LaCroix. Okay.
LaCroix has the biggest boobies. You guys.
The nastiest boy. What the fuck?
You guys ever, like, look on.
Thank you. I'm glad someone said it. Lark and Love, bro. Baki was dope.
Who said that?
Kenzie.
It was a good ass show.
Yeah? There's quite a few good ones that we watched that are fucking.
But, alright, you guys know, like, you get on porn sites, and then, you know, a long time ago, it used to be, like, fucking hot bitches want to fuck in your area.
Right.
Now, it's like ugly bitches in your area want to fuck.
Dude, that's the fucking way people are going now.
It had to be believable online.
That's what it is.
They're like, you know what?
They want you to believe them.
Here's 18 smoking hot chicks in your area right now, and it's like, okay, I know there's nobody that looks like that in my area right now. Like, I mean, there's chicks on there you look at, you're like,
I'm in East St. Louis. Jesus, that's a pretty white girl.
Yeah. They're like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
Like,
and she got all her teeth and no cornrows.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit, right? That's bullshit, LaRone, right?
She doesn't have teardrop fucking tattoos on her fucking face.
She ain't repping.
Yeah.
She ain't throwing nothing up. That's not right, is it?
Alright, what's the next one?
Billie Jean is not my love.
Three items. What are you taking?
What?
Only three.
What?
Three items you can take with you.
On what? On a deserted island?
They're in an apocalypse.
Oh, during an apocalypse?
What
three
are you
items?
Bringing? Three. Only three.
Fuck, man. I gotta think about this one for a second.
So do I. Fuck. I've heard of Larkin Love. I think. I've heard that fucking name. Jesus Christ.
I got mine already.
Go ahead.
Fucking.
Three things.
Something along the lines of like a fucking bow. Just a bow.
Okay.
You know, obviously. Now, are we talking, does that come with the shit you need? Yeah, you know, like fucking ammunition, arrows, bullets, shit like that.
We'll say that.
Okay, so we'll bring that.
But. Only 20.
Okay,
yeah, it's just a decent amount.
Here's the thing, though. You can make new arrows.
But go on, what's your next one?
Then you can bullets, so. I'd probably do. Let's see, the bow.
Here's
I'll do that. I do a box of fucking MREs. One box. That's all I need.
So,
that's going to last like 3 fucking years for college.
A box, so no. A box?
A box. Literally just a. Box. It's
like, what they come in, I guess.
Oh, you're talking about smaller ones.
No.
Full size?
Yeah, it's about the box.
Are there like 20 in there?
Something like that.
And that'll last you.
Dude, yeah, them things can. You're supposed to only eat them in emergency. The military feeds them to people as meals. and there's like some outrageous amount of calories in them. Like you can survive off that for right. And it's the most shell stable thing I've ever seen. Some kind of water purifier, like purification system.
That seems like a waste.
I wouldn't. I think so.
Alright.
We don't know what it's going to be from. Anything, you'd have to filtrate it through something.
You?
I'd get a crossbow, not a regular bow. I'm going to get a crossbow, and I'll get...
What are you going to restring it with, though?
Restring?
If the string breaks at any point?
Oh, you're talking fucking Rambo shit. What are you...
I'm talking like a regular, like a recurve, like a recurve.
You know your fucking string can break from that, right?
Right, but it's a lot easier to fix that string compared to an entire string system for a crossbow.
You're talking something with gears.
He's talking about a crossbow, is what he's saying.
I think...
Mine's just a regular
like apocalypse. I'm taking chances with an old school one.
Right, yeah.
You can do it yourself.
Right.
It's one of those ones you gotta actually...
pull back.
Have about 40, 50 pounds of muscle in your arm to pull up.
That's what my dad.
Well, that's what they have. I'm talking
like all wood, no carbon fiber, no gears.
Right.
All it is a string.
Oh,
you're there.
And like the wood.
You're a trigger. Nick Garner's watching.
All right, I would do, like I said, the crossbow. I would do some rope and a crowbar. I could find me some money.
You're in your fucking rope.
Yeah.
What are you finding? If we're talking about any apocalypse, I mean,
I'll scab
the United States currency isn't going to matter anymore. So
crowbar would be nice to get into places.
But what's the currency going to be?
Scott, are you going to poop again?
Probably.
I'm going to go piss.
Through your ass?
Pretty much. You're going to piss out his booty hole.
Oh.
Yes.
I should have been thinking about this all day. I should have. Adam says, crossbow, arrows, level 3, PUBG, backpack, and a fleshlight.
Oh, level 3? Shit, no, I'd go with an inventory system from a game that has...
Scott heard that.
Yeah.
Jefferson definitely doesn't have enough strength to use that. He's weak as fuck.
Shit. Who's saying that?
Damn, Adam.
Adam? Shit. All I gotta say about this... Scott knows what I'm talking about. All I gotta say about this is old school BB gun, Adam. That's all I gotta say about that. And he'll know what I'm talking about.
Why are you looking over here? Look at the camera.
No, I'm seeing what he's gonna be reacting for, but.
Jesus Christ.
What, you're gonna get the rider
the
fucking
fuck is...
from
no, no,
Christmas?
No, no, no,
shoot
no.
your fucking eye out, ass.
Shoot
no.
your fucking eye
no,
out.
No, no, do you remember the whole firing range story?
No. The firing range story?
Yeah.
Of what? There's a lot.
Adam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
Well, say it if you want to fucking say it.
I didn't know.
He'll get it.
What is this?
No, yeah.
Adam went to the firing range?
Yeah. Rich smart, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Dick ass smart.
I said, we only know from hearing it, but, you know.
Justin
still.
Is public enemy number one tonight. That's what Adam says. He's called down fucking hell on your ass tonight.
fire and hellfire.
I mean, that's
rain down!
We need entertainment for the podcast, so.
You say this isn't fucking entertaining? Huh?
Ours is, but still, they're, you know, somebody's going to always say something, so it's like, well, fuck, entertainment now.
Motherfucker.
Oh, balls.
I don't know, something bladed, so I'd go with a machete. A slingshot.
They're a little easier to sharpen and shit, so.
Oh, well, I don't know, slingshot would be.
I mean, after a while,
it'd fucking break.
Yeah, for sure, because it's elastic.
Yeah, breaks. Now, but then again, you can get elastic down there anywhere.
Right, well, yeah, it's a little easier to come
fucking
across.
Cars and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can literally shoot anything you want with a fucking
thing.
Yeah,
you can even... Yeah, they even have, arrow things for...
Oh, speaking of the devil. Smart's on.
Smart!
Fuck you, Smart. Oh, here we go.
By the way, when we get Xbox...
Oh, and
the
third
again,
one.
Damn.
I found out my hotspot works for this. But we don't have it live right now, so I can't use it.
That's a payday.
You're a broke nigga. Guys, scenario.
Oh, hold on. I got a third still, I'm thinking. Okay. I got a machete, a slingshot, and one of them 3-pound bags of fucking Bisquick. Pancake mix. Pancake mix, baby. I'm eating good. Fuck y'all.
I'll find my food.
Fucking milk them goddamn trees for syrup. Oh, yeah. Fucking believe that.
Pancakes. Yeah.
pancake and syrup every fucking think, though, day. Dude,
almost anything in nature, depending on what it is, what the scenario is, it's possibly going to be contaminated.
They're
trying to eat something, you know, syrup from tree, you know, we actually eat, you know, molasses, all that bullshit.
That's the case, then I'm already fucking infected with anything.
Possibly.
So fucking kill me.
I mean, it depends. It seems like each scenario would have its different, you know, more likely start period, depending on where you're at.
I went to the house and shot one guy. Oh, fuck, he's telling that story. I went to the house and shot one gun, LOL. Went to actual firing range and hit nearly every shot at 30 yards away. So suck a dick, you homeless-looking bitch.
No, he's not even saying the story. That's not
the
story. He
put with a 9mm, but it's 9MILL.
It's 9mm, bub.
But no, that story, that's not... Martin knows what story I'm talking about. We just talked about this, like, not too long ago.
Spur's busy pounding away at some poon right now.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing, man.
He ain't got time to watch this.
He has the screen up of this. He has it halfway.
He's got it on her forehead, just...
Yeah, the other half of the... No. Half the screen
Shut
is
up,
our
bitch.
Fucking video. The other half of the screen is fucking Tinder. He's doing both. He's like watching it. He's on
he's
Tinder.
He's browsing Tinder, banging, like, and watching our podcast all at the same damn time. That's great. This is smart for you.
Smart actually used all his...
Smart.
Smart made... Got all of his good money, and he went out and bought, like, a forehead strap for her to put on for the phone.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So he could just keep the phone on his forehead while he's big.
Yeah, and then you put it on the back of their head.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what porn stars do now. They got GoPro straps on their head while they're banging.
I don't know. I don't think I could do that, man.
POV, bro.
Yeah, POV.
Alright. Yeah, what was... You had a scenario. Go for it.
Oh, you're on a blind date. It's Cardi B. Would you do...
It's not even apocalypse related. Well, maybe for John.
Yeah.
That's John's apocalypse.
Alright, we're gonna clear something. It's not saying I wouldn't...
Yeah.
Fucking knock boots with her, for sure.
Oh, right? Yeah, of course I would.
But as soon as she opens her fucking mouth, I'm shooting her. That's an any scenario.
Wait, she can't
in
moan
any
or
scenario.
Anything?
What?
She can't moan or anything like that?
Nope.
She'd be like,
my pussy juicy.
And the bad thing is, I'll sit there and be like, I'll start fucking hating it because I know she'll want to talk.
Oh my god.
But no. Wait. What if it turns out you actually start talking to her? It turns out she likes everything you like.
I don't care.
And she's like, oh, I love rock and stuff. And then you're like, why do
you
make
this? Yeah, so do a bunch of other fucking women. Alright?
You are frauds!
Frauds!
I punch her in the face. As hard as I could. Yeah, so he's got a good fucking point. He's on my side. Fuck you, Scott.
Maybe she'll like that. What if that's her
shit,
Adam? She's like, oh man, I just like when Adam wants to punch me in the face, and then you don't know that.
Weirdo chicks that like being choked and punched.
Do it more.
Just gag her. No, because like I said, I'll still hear the. Let me just fucking take you back to the other side just one time. Clack.
I told you, it's like she has a lyric that says, fuck him, then I get some money.
Yeah.
And
this, I drug him, fuck him, and get some money.
No. This came out before the story of her doing that. So that song's out.
I'm
still playing.
It's point proven that people will make stupid people famous.
Now, here's the thing, though. Yeah. You know, I wonder if she's actually going to try to use that at some point to, like, empower herself that she used to like
fuck
drug
them
men.
And get money.
Yeah, well, that came out beforehand.
Then the next year, whoring is legal everywhere. We're switching up the apocalypse. We're not no longer in a zombie apocalypse now.
No
we're
longer.
Oh, hold on. There's one I have. How long do you think you'd last? All right, Miller mentioned something about this.
2 second pump, dude. And
no.
I'm done.
Jesus Christ. Well, Cardi B, you nasty fuck. All right.
Okay,
as soon as she would speak,
you see
28
days later.
Is that the one in the, like it's
England
snowing? It's like it's snowing outside.
No. Whoa! It happens later on. No, it was raining.
No, there's the one where it's like in
it's
the
probably
fucking,
28.
Isn't that
days,
vampires
like,
or some shit?
You think 30 Days a Night.
Yeah.
Oh, so you, oh my god.
Good movie.
Fuck that one, man.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm telling you,
that
dude.
Was a good movie.
No, it's a great movie, but dude, the scenario would be fucking wicked. Dude, that movie was so good. It's probably one of... This is another thing.
No, there's no way you get out of that.
Have you watched the second one?
I heard it was terrible.
Dude, the first one blows it away. Now, the second one, if it came out first, it probably would have been better as well. But dude,
blows it away.
No, the first one, man.
Blow.
They had all that fucking blood and shit all like in the snow everywhere. Yeah. I was like, dude, that's wicked.
Oh, Adam said something. Handcuff her to the bed, put on a blindfold, put a ball gag on, and leave her in a hotel room with a do not disturb sign, and maybe she'll just starve to death. So it's like that Stephen King movie they just put out, something's, Gerald's Game.
Gerald's Gay?
Game.
Oh.
Gay?
What the fuck? No, dude, that's a stupid fucking scenario. It's like, yeah, she's just chick's tied up to the bed, and he's just banging her and has a heart attack, and dies on top of her.
Oh, shit.
And she's tied to the bed.
Well, yeah, you died the best way you could, dude. That's. Would you like to die fucking?
I mean, that or sleeping, I'd say.
Die fucking.
I mean, but then again, like.
Dude, jump for it. It'd be bad for you because if you fall on her.
Oh yeah, I'm
the cops. The cops are gonna have to. They'll sue you like that. And her.
Oh, they're gonna say, sue my dead ass. Yeah.
That's good.
It'll be all over the news. Dude, no, like, no. They won't even blur it out. Dude, it's just like
they have to like knock on us out of the building, bring in a fucking body crate. They're like, oh, Josh. Shit.
The only thing that's that flat is me fucking smash your mom's
dude,
ass.
But think, dude, you're dead weight at this point. You're literally just laying on top of somebody. More likely, by the time they find you. Like, it's probably, I mean, the whole body's just fucked. Like,
I don't tell you right now, I sweat when I fuck. So, not gonna smell great.
Maybe
she's not gonna smell great.
No, she might be able to slide out. Use your sweat.
You know, I'm talking like this tight.
Oh.
Like fucking exorcist tight. And feet. No, I'm not getting out of that.
Loud Jesus.
I'm dying, I'm taking the one bitch with me.
Alright, what's our. We got 9 minutes. No, 8 minutes left.
There we go. We're good. Well, we'll do a second one of this because this one's going to take up some fucking time, I'd imagine.
Billie Jean, but, love my love.
So, oh but shit, Billie that's Jean, pretty old.
I am the one.
Kinsey says, wow, that's an idea. You're getting love. Kinsey excited, Adam. Jesus Christ.
What's he doing? What?
Adam said, handcuff her to the bed, the word starve her to death. That thing, and she's like, yo, that's an idea. Adam says that's a pretty old story, to be honest. Not a new one. It's in a cabin, and she has to find a way to get out.
Mm.
What the fuck's he talking
Think
about?
Think of this, dude.
That movie, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's talking about a different movie or whatever.
What's taking place? I don't ever want to see
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, dude, it's one of the best ones.
Dude, right? Dude, like that's
dude,
that's
the crazy shit. You're just enjoying your fucking spin, you fucking 4-year-old.
Whee! No, dude, I don't watch horror movies.
Dude, oh my god. Scared.
I was when I was little, and I just never fucking decided to watch it.
No.
Shut up, Joe! Son of a bitch.
Dude, I need to see if they had that movie on fucking like Netflix or something.
What?
Cabin in the Woods.
No, they don't.
I know they had it on there at one point. They had it on
way back in the day. Alright, well, we're gonna kill this one.
Whoa!
Whoa, what, motherfucker?
Say, dude.
No, we're gonna do a part two to this, the recording.
We still got time?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I start the fucking shit I want to,
no,
it's
going to No, let's just bullshit on the rest of this time.
Yeah, like, alright, whatever.
You know, 6 minutes
away. You open the door, Cardi B's safe.
I swear to God, Scott.
You open the door, Cardi B's there.
Fuck.
Remember that one scenario? I can't really say with you guys. No, maybe I can't. It's all cool. Scenario. You find this really hot fucking chick.
Oh, like, my God, that's terrible, Dad. Oh, keep going.
Is it like the bottom?
Is this fucking cash?
It might be, but no,
it smells
not.
Like it's cash.
It's all right, just, all right. That's not as smooth as that.
You meet a beautiful woman. She's got it all the packages, everything you like. You get that hoe back at home, right? And she goes, and she'll ask you, let me eat your butthole. What would you do? He's like, yeah.
He's like, fuck it. He's like, bitch.
Look, man, you gotta take a fucking chance. Columbus did, all right?
All right, Jessica, what would you do?
Oh, God.
You let a that? Chick. Pretty much the story is, hey, would you let a chick eat your asshole?
Yeah, that's.
I mean.
Scott just sugarcoated it.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, he gave a story to it. There's
he wrote the
to
narrative,
this.
Yeah.
There's more. But go on. Say no, yes. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no.
No.
She pulls up her hair. This is back in the day. It's me, your dad.
Oh my gosh! I raised a good boy!
I raised a good boy. Thank you, son. He pats you on the shoulder. Then he leaves.
What the fuck, Scott?
Dude, no, you know what? We have to tag him in this now. Dude, no, because that's too good of a story not to let them know we have to let them know we used the material on this one. That's a perfect scenario.
It's another podcast I watch. Yeah. I sometimes get to these scenarios, I get them from them. So
oh, dude.
This is not all my...
Yeah.
I wish it was. It was funny, though. Pulls out the hair and it's your dad, dude. He has his beard appears. He pulls out the mask. You've raised a good boy. He just turns around.
Now, what happens if you let him? Does he go through with it and then he takes it all off and tells you?
Oh, no.
John Court? Yeah, because John did it. He said he would.
John Court said, yeah. And he'd be like,
so
he'd do this, and he'd be like, you sick son of a bitch. Or would he say that, or would he be like...
No, it wouldn't be like, oh, hi. Yeah, it'd be like, what the fuck? It'd be even more winner since he's dead, so it wouldn't be...
No, I'm saying that before, you know what I mean?
That would be so... Oh, God!
Katie said she'd eat some chick's ass. Oh, she didn't specify on whose ass, but I'm assuming it'd be a chick.
Cardi B, and she just weighed like a mile.
You know what? I'd probably say it'd be... No, it'd be like your nicest relative. Like, imagine, like, old sweet granny. Oh, so she pulls out, she's like, I'm so disappointed in you.
Hey, your grandma pulls out the hair.
Dude,
and it's all
charade. No, the only reason I think this is because it wasn't too long before my grandmother had passed away from Alzheimer's. She was, like, the sweetest, nicest old lady, dude. And, like, Chelsea and Sean and all them, they'll tell you, super nice old lady. Yeah. Then the Alzheimer's kicked in.
Sweet old lady.
And next thing you know, she called like every one of her nurses
niggers. Yeah, that's what
she called everybody niggers. And like went back to like when she was probably early in like early 1900s or whatever, you know.
All the inner hatred came out. That's what happened.
Or mid 1900s.
Niggers, it was Jews,
Arabs,
and all chinks, and all kinds of chinks
stink.
And I hate them.
Fucking zipper heads!
Oh, fuck.
Fucking gooks. Don't remember. What are the gooks? Are they Vietnamese?
They're all the same, man.
They're all the fucking same to me.
They're all the fucking same.
Dude, okay, so back when I lived in Florida, there was Cuban, Puerto Ricans, and Mexicans. And God forbid if you fucking call them.
Oh, yeah.
They got...
Billy used to get pissed off at me every time I call him a fucking Mexican. He's like, I'm Puerto Rican, you piece of shit. Like, hey, what the fuck ever, Jose?
I'll never forget that because as soon as that Puerto Rican pitbull name came up, that's immediately from there on out when he told me that. I think it was you had called. It was back in high school. Like, and you said that. You said something, and I was like, who's he talking to? And then Billy turns around. It was like the first time I met Billy. Then I was like, wait, what? And I was like, that's what he calls him? And then, like, from there on out, I never mistook who he was. I was like, okay, yeah, Puerto Rican. I always remember that name now.
Thanks to you, everybody. This was part one of Mayhem, Misdemeanors, and Debauchery. Continues with episode two.
Thank you!
We got to smoke first.